Masks to have a 95% efficiency rate in filtering out bacteria. That's the deal with the new COVID-19 variants that suggest higher transmission levels. And for a closer look on this, we are joined now by infectious diseases specialist Dr. Leong Ho Nam. So, Doctor, we are expecting about 4.7 million people to be covered by at least one vaccine dose by August. Is there a possibility that just having one dose will actually lower herd immunity? And second part of the question is, could this partial immunity lead to the emergence of a vaccine that's resistant to the strain?
So your actual question is, how good is one dose? So the data shows that after one dose of vaccination, you have antibodies that will last for 2 to 3 months. So even if you take the second dose at the second or third month, you have enough protection to cover you. Now, this applies to those who are less than 60 years old. And this that's the bulk of our people who have not been vaccinated. So it will work perfectly fine. We have sufficient immunity. But if you delay for more than 3 months, you're going to end up with a waxing immunity. And that's not very good. And you are right, because vaccinations is one arm, is to prevent the virus from actually infecting the individual. But if you just do the vaccination arm alone and you don't do the mask and social distancing, the virus is going to replicate and mutate, and one day you just hop over this resistance. So we are at a brink of possibly an mutation if you're not careful. And you're spot on by saying that vaccination alone is not enough. You need masks and social distancing to get together. And it's not just Singapore, but the whole world together to control this terrible pandemic.
Dr. Leong, how impactful will vaccinating children at this point in time be in reducing national infection rates?
It will cut down the numbers. It will cut down the numbers because the situation now is different from what it was a year ago. 1 year ago, the virus couldn't transmit among children fast. They were quite asymptomatic or they had no symptoms at all. But the situation has changed. We see children falling sick. And indeed, children tend not to wear masks well, or they wear the face shield previously. And they won't be able to keep the social distancing, which you and I already have problems with. So in that sense, we will keep the numbers down, but the priority will still be the adults, because during a lockdown or, well, near circuit breaker situation like now, the adults are the ones who are going out to transmitting the illness. So the children are kept at home, low risk. Vaccinate the adults because they are the ones that are going to spread the infection.
Dr. Leong, on relooking mask advisories, what exactly makes a good quality mask? And put into perspective for us, why should people not use masks that, you know, have those exhalation vents in this instance?
Okay, so masks have certifications. So we talk about 3-ply masks, and 3-ply masks are great, but you could put anything in your third ply or your middle ply and you call it a 3-ply mask, which makes it really ridiculous. So you really want some sort of certification, and one of which is ASTM. ASTM, that's grade 1, 2, 3. The greater the number, the better it is in terms of efficacy as well as prevention of it being wet, etc. So we need certification so that we get good quality stuff. And I think the point is, if you were to use cloth masks, which is made on your own, you don't know how good they are. Now, I know of some people who actually have a filtered layer that's put right in between, and this will help to improve the efficacy of the filtration. Great idea. But at the end of the day, you still need a good mask fit. So if it's sewn poorly, well, it doesn't work very well. And we are talking about viruses mutating very, very quickly. We need better efficacy of masks in order for it to be effective. Now, the next point about what about the vents that comes out? No, that's an absolute no-no. I'm going to make a big cross there and say no to that, because that's really a very selfish act. Whatever you breathe in is filtered. Whatever you breathe out is unfiltered. That means you have unfiltered love, unfiltered virus that's shedding out. Come on, we had enough of that. Okay, filter your air coming out and filter your air coming in. It works both ways, and use the mask correctly.
So how effective then are disposable mask filters? So with multiple options available, what should we be choosing? Should we just go with surgical masks moving forward?
We are no longer in the phase where we were starved for masks. We actually have sufficient masks now. In fact, we have locally made masks with certification from HSA itself, which means why should we be stinging on the scents? Okay, we should be going on good quality masks, good certified surgical masks, which actually works and does exactly what it says. Now, if we actually keep going back to the cloth mask, reusable, I know, in a way, it is actually cheaper. It is reused, recycled, and perhaps use it longer. But we are at the brink of another circuit breaker. If we don't break this lackadaisical attitude, the virus will break us and we go into another circuit breaker.
All right, so if there's one takeaway from this interview, do not wear any mask with vents, right? We got that. Thanks very much, Dr. Leong Ho Nam.
Absolutely.
Infectious diseases specialist there. Thanks for your time.